Open water swimmers are a passionate bunch who just relish the prospect of swimming for hours on end in the ocean. It's no surprise then that Perth's annual Rottnest Channel Swim is one of the largest of its kind in the world. This year, almost 2,000 swimmers lined up at dawn on Cottesloe Beach before diving into the chilly waters of the Indian Ocean and swimming across the channel to Rottnest Island, or Rotto as it's affectionately known by locals. It's a grueling 20-kilometre race taken on by teams of four or two, or very brave but slightly mad soloists. Kirsty Melville takes us out on the water and into the lives of several swimmers taking part in this iconic event. Here's Beyond the Black Line.
The glory of ocean swimming is melding our swimming with the ocean.
I just love the ocean. As a child, I was brought up a street away from the ocean.
There are few sensations more pleasurable than the feeling of a swell way out to sea.
I love the calmness. I love the freedom.
Lifting you in the feet and thrusting you, surging forward through the sea.
I can be solitary and I have a lot more buoyancy in the ocean because of the salt.
Accelerating and rushing as the swell runs along the length of your body.
I don't have a worry. I never think that there's any creatures out there that are going to harm me. And if there's going to be a stinger, I would just think that it's kissing me, not stinging me.
Surge, run, rush, settle.
You feel part of nature because you're swimming with everything that lives in the ocean. You're sharing the same space.
Surge, run, rush, settle.
There's a lot of soul in that kind of swimming because you are free.
Surge, run, rush, settle.
And you
surge,
can relax and concentrate,
run, rush,
and
settle,
not have to worry
surge,
about any of life's
rush,
rigmarole. And you're at one with yourself and you start to relax and start to meditate.
Until you feel the next swell gently lifting your feet and on you rush.
It's just a beautiful place to be. And one of my sayings is, where land ends, life begins. My name's Carol Wannell. I've been doing this swim since 1991. I did the inaugural swim and I've done seven solos at the moment and a few teams and a few duos. And this will be my eighth solo and hopefully it'll be my last because I'm getting on in life.
How old are you, Carol?
I've turned 65.
Hi, my name's Paul. And I'm another participant in this year's Rottnest Channel Swim. I'm doing a duo with another guy called Adrian. I've always wanted to do a channel swim, being raised not far from Dover, where they swim the English Channel. And I couldn't believe it when I came to Perth to find that they do the world's largest open water swim. I work with people that are losing their sight or have lost their sight as a teacher of orientation and mobility. And I see the challenges that they face daily. You know, crossing roads without sight is a very scary experience. So a couple of people I work with, you know, said that they would really try hard with their long cane mobility if I was to swim the Rottnest Channel Swim. And, you know, I thought, well, why shouldn't I race to a certain challenge and when I expect them to raise to their challenges as a teacher.
Hi, I'm Adrian Whittaker and I'm about to do the Rottnest duo with Paul Garwood and I haven't got a clue why I'm doing it. I'm a bricklayer by trade, so the weekends in the pub come hand in hand. And we basically had a good night session as we always do over Christmas and I sat with Paul the morning after feeling all sorry for myself. I said I wanted to get fit. And he asked me if I'd thought about triathlon, and I asked him what it was. He said it was a swim, a bike, and a run. And I said, well, there's only one problem, I can't swim. He said everyone can swim, and I proved him wrong. I tried to swim 50 metres across the other side and ended up hanging on to the safety barrier. And that's when he decided that he couldn't help me, and I started to learn to swim. All the time this was happening, Paul was training to do the solo for the Rottnest Channel Swim.
But I couldn't finish the 10 kilometre. distance that you have to do as a first-time solo. So I realised that swimming long distance was something that I was nowhere near ready for.
So in a moment of madness, I said to him, "Don't worry, mate, if you want to do it, I'll do a duo with you." And I went home and told my wife. My wife said I was mad, but I'm looking forward to it.
And make your way down to the water, Dave. Right at the start at 6:45 this morning.
Good luck, mate.
This is the second call for the first...
This is the morning of the big race. The alarm went off at 4:15. I was feeling a little bit nervous. We went down to the start. My daughter started to grease me up with some wool fat. And then the first wave, which I was in, was called down to the starting area. And Colin Barnett, our premier, he sounded the hooter. And off we went in the water. There's a lot of young people run into the water as if they're only going to swim 1,600 metres and not to Rottnest. But I just waltz in and start the swim nice and steady, and hopefully I should do it under 6.5 hours. Hopefully.
We're looking at maybe 15 to 20 minute stints, depending on how we're doing and where we're at in terms of distance. I'm going to swim it at my time and at my sort of pace. We're hoping to get over there for about 8, maybe 9 hours. But a lot of it can depend on whether there's an easterly blowing you over or the winds change halfway over and blow you back. So 9 hours would be fantastic.
We swam for the first 3/4 of an hour where I stopped for my first feed, which was carbohydrate drink and just a mouthful of banana. It's very, very important to not swim the race as a full event. For example, the swim's going to take me hopefully 6.5 to 7 hours, but I'm going not to visualise doing a 6.5, 7 hour swim. I'm going to cut it down into an hour swim and then a half hour swim, and so on until I get to the other end.
While soloist Carol is swimming the 20 kilometres to Rottnest, I'm getting there the easy way, watching the swimmers from the luxury of a boat. Out here on the water, it's an extraordinary sight. The channel is jammed with boats filled with cheer squads and support crews. Paddlers accompanying swimmers in surf skis dot the water. Now and then you see a swimmer's arm lift above the swell, or see the splash of a kick. The moving water gives the illusion swimmers aren't getting anywhere, are going backwards even. The task ahead of soloists like Carol seems unbelievably daunting. But 5 kilometres in, and our duo, Adrian and Paul, are cruising.
It's an amazing experience, just all these boats, and the weather's perfect, we're going well, nutrition's going right, and we can see Rottnest in the distance. So everything's good at the moment. I was a bit panicky at the start, but soon got over that, pulled myself together, and everything's fantastic.
Last year I was quite confident to swim. However, it was quite rough, and about 3 hours out, I did get quite sick. I lost it mentally. I didn't have the will to finish, so I sort of pretended I was sicker than what I was and got out, and that was the finish. After all the training that we'd done, it was really a silly thing to do. I think the fact that maybe, and I really shouldn't say this, but maybe the age, I'm sort of lost confidence in myself, but I hope it doesn't happen this year.
For some swimmers like Carol, the swim is partly a journey of redemption, of fighting demons, of fulfilling what seems an impossible dream. But for others, it's purely physical, a sporting event, a race.
Hi, my name's Paul Quinlivan, and I swim in a team of four, and our name is Team Blob. This is our 14th or 15th. So we've done it a few times now.
Greg Wooten is also part of Team Blob.
We do it in relatively short stints, at only sort of 3 minutes, 4 minutes or so that hopefully we don't get too puffed and can go a little bit up tempo for sort of just a shorter burst of time. We've actually got a couple of groups that we've been fairly close to in the last few years and friends of ours that we're trying to stay in front of at the moment, so we're keeping an eye on them.
A wind behind them and a lovely flat sea for the moment.
Yeah, they should get a record time.
Actually, they should, because they're very fit and they've got good conditions, so they should do very well.
5 seconds. Which side is he, boss? Out that way. See you then.
Most of my life I've been swimming up and down a pool. I've been following a black line, and sometimes that gets very boring. I would much prefer to be in the ocean.
The swell runs along your body. It lifts your feet, your legs, your knees, your thighs and your hips.
You can use the waves to your advantage.
It lifts your torso, your neck, and you surge with the swell.
Especially when you're swimming over to Rottnest and you've got a very heavy easterly behind you, you can sort of skate along.
You streamline your body into the most perfect torpedo you can muster.
Sometimes there's no water to paddle through because the wave is dropped beneath you, and another time you're swimming under the water because the wave is above you.
The swell picks you up and you run down its face faster, faster, surging and rushing forwards faster, faster, faster.
Go on, Woodsy, you got another orange cap behind you. That's a sub penalty if you let him get in front. Oh.
Are we there yet?
Well, that went quickly for me, Greg. How did it go for you?
So it was all right standing on the boat?
Yeah, it was good.
No, it wasn't too bad. Feeling the arms a little bit, but feels like we should be further than what we are already. But, yeah, we've got a long way to go.
If it's a nice, beautiful, calm day, you can see most of the bottom. However, when you hit gauge roads, that's when a lot of people get a little bit fearful, because you can't see the bottom, it's very deep. I have no idea what's under you, and your main concern is getting your mind on other things besides what's actually in the water.
I think the biggest issue probably for me coming from the UK is the shark matter. I'm terrified to the point where when the recent news of the gentleman going missing down in Rockingham, it took me out of the sea for about 3 weeks. I said to Paul, I don't think I can do this mentally. There's so many shadows under the water, the light glimmers off the side, and a couple of people as I'm swimming said, why do you look up 3 times? You stop 3 times, and and it's because a bit of seaweed's on the bottom or something. It still scares me. I still look and have to pop my head up out the water and just sort of calm myself down. But like this year, there's been sort of numerous shark sightings, and every time there's a shark sighting, it makes a hair on the back of my neck sort of stand up, and I just think to myself, oh my God, what am I doing?
Up until the 10K mark was absolutely fabulous. We had a northeasterly breeze behind us, and I felt it was pushing me all the way. And hopefully, we would get to the end of the swim in a pretty good time.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit cold now. Obviously, as we more with time we spend in the water, it's going to be like that. And we've got a large oil tanker coming up, which will be quite a scary thing to swim past. Getting to feel really tired now, and yeah, my shoulders, my left shoulder's really aching, but I still can find the resolve. I've got to find the resolve. How was it that time, Amy?
I'm struggling a bit tired, but I feel a bit sick. Yeah, the realisation's setting in that it's a long way to go.
Thanks, mate. Let's go, Woodsy.
I wish we were there. Mind you, Rottnest is certainly getting clearer, isn't it?
2/3 of the way, and you've done this is probably your best time.
Oh, really?
Boys are very excited. Come on.
Oh, OK.
Is that giving you a bit of a lift?
Well, we've been caught in this trap before where you see Rottnest and you think you're actually quite close, but it's actually still a long way to go. So, no, we'll try and not get too keen and enthusiastic just yet.
Well, just have a look at those white cap solos and be really inspired.
I don't know how they do it. They're mad. They're absolutely mad.
The solo swimmers start well before the teams, and we're starting to catch up with them. We're just past halfway, and the soloist's arms drag out of the water. Their legs lag heavy behind, motionless. Land is a long, long way away. Carol's been swimming for almost 6 hours.
As in previous swims, I know round about the 15K mark, people do start to get tired and they hit the wall. I was just feeling sort of exhausted in the mind more than anything, because that's my weakest point is my mind and how to keep a good mental attitude. So I kept thinking of all my power words, like passion, this is my passion, and I must keep going, I must keep going, I must keep going, and started to play 100 blue bottles sitting on the wall and going back downwards, and then I'd forget where I was, so I'd have to start all over again. So anything that kept my mind off being tired.
So what's happened? What have you just found out?
Apparently 5.7 k's to go, and we're demoralised. We thought it was about 3.5. So we're actually going to do a pretty average time.
Seems to go. We're at the tricky bit now, through the current. The current wraps around the island. You think you're going straight in and you end up getting sucked around and you come. It just looks really close because it's such a clear day. It happens every year. And never learn our lesson. Well, it's changing. Just as we thought it was safe to think that everything was okay, we realised we've got to go north round the rock and we're 2k south of it. So it's looking like a bit of a extra hard swim to finish this, and I think we're all running low. More to come.
Okay?
Yeah.
It was just maintaining your own sort of sanity, really. You feel like giving up, everything's hurting. Mentally, it's just torture. It's torture on the mind. This is mentally by far the hardest thing I've ever done.
Very slightly, I thought about stopping round about the 17K mark when I couldn't see Phillip Rock getting any closer. We were going south, and I realised we were swimming against a current. I was a bit frustrated, actually, because I knew once we'd gone south, we would have had another hour at least on our times. So I was starting to get quite tired, and then I started getting very bad sinus, sore throat, and I was finding it difficult to breathe. And for the first time ever, I started to do a bit of breaststroke just to get my breath back. I was tired, simply tired. Come on, each stroke is getting you closer to the island, and I am determined to just keep swimming. Where is that Phillip Rock? Where is that darn rock?
We saw that rock and we said, no, come on, this is it. There's the rock. We've got to get to that rock. That rock was like the sort of making it or not making it.
We've pretty much now got to hit the point of that rock, don't
we? The team we had the rivalry with have got us by at least probably 80 metres, 100 metres, so we need to do a couple of sprints and see if we can make a bit of an impact, at least scare them a little bit.
Go quick, mate.
I'm really surprised it's taking us this long.
We're not catching him. We're not catching him.
I'll just keep swimming anyway, Hughie.
Keep going, Roscoe.
Get ahead of him. Have to wait for Woodsy. He'll be knackered. This is about 3 or 4 minutes.
Woods!
Hey, Woods!
Woodsy!
I had a scary feeling then. Yeah. I was going to have to swim all the way to the beach. I thought, no! No! we're about 200 metres from the finish line, so we're all about to jump in and just swim the last couple of hundred metres to celebrate getting all the way there.
How are you feeling?
Glad to be at Rottnest, yes. The arms and the legs have had enough, so, yeah, it's very nice to be here.
How about a big round of applause? We've got swimmers filling up the beach now. Big round of applause for all the swimmers. Well done.
Team Dingilly just crossed the line 6 hours.
Hey!
How are you going? We were slow.
We were slow. Yeah, 6 hours, just over.
That part out where we're talking about getting 5 hours.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, we're a little bit disappointed, and we lost the Macintoshes.
How much did they beat you by?
Under a minute, so it was tight, yeah.
How's your body?
Buggered. Ready for a rest, that's for sure. Very
Blue
quiet.
Boys have just crossed the line.
Have you, did you find your other crew, or have you heard anything?
I spoke to the duo, they're about 40 minutes out, and I have no idea about Carol.
Okay, wow.
So I've got to try and find her somewhere.
Thanks, mate.
Is Carol still swimming? She's been going more than 7.5 hours, an hour longer than she was expecting it to take. I'm a little worried she's had to pull out again.
Team Detria Coa over the line in a time of 7 hours and 8 minutes. Jeremy, Richard, Damien and John, well done.
10 minutes pass, then 20, 30 and 40.
And Vinca Malone, well done, Vinca, in a time of 8 hours and 53 minutes.
I'm just about to give up on her when she stumbles out of the water.
Big round of applause for Carol Winnell, who's crossed the line in 8 hours and 19 minutes. Well done, Carol.
Oh, Carol, you did it!
I did it. And I am exhausted.
It looks like you can barely stand. But
I don't know why I trained so hard. But I feel as if I'm not fit enough. But I did it, and I'm so happy. That was a long time for me. Yeah.
How did it feel?
I just stacked it a bit, that's all. About the 15K mark, yeah. But I don't care. I made it, and I'm so happy and proud of my crew as well. Okay?
I'll see you later, maybe. I'll catch you a bit later.
Now for Paul and Adrian. It's been an hour and a half since Paul said they had 40 minutes to swim, and they're not answering their phone.
Yeah, hi, this is Paul, just doing another recording. Oh, it's getting really tough now. We've gone south. Yeah, hang on a sec. And we're off target, so we've got to swim another sort of K to 2K north to get round the rock, Phillip Rock. Oh, Hades looking really tired. You know, I really, really feel for Hades because, you know, this guy's given it his all. He's in pain, he's cold, and I'm just so proud of him. But, boy, have we got a job to do now to get around this island. Oh, slipped out my hand. Certainly feeling it now. I can barely... This will probably be my last recording for now. OK, over.
Another hour passes. If they're not here soon, they'll be pulled out of the water by race officials. Finally, with only a handful of swimmers left in the water, Paul and Adrian cross the line. They've been swimming for just over 10 hours. To put that in perspective, the fastest duo swam the 19.2 k's in 4 hours and 25 minutes.
Let's do that round of applause again for soloist Selwyn Jelly.
Oh, tell me, how are you feeling?
Terrible.
Terrible. Yeah.
Worse than you thought you would?
Yeah, now. Yeah, shoulders are seized, head's all spinning, mouth is really swollen.
Yeah, I had a terrible headache and my shoulders were hurting, but hey, I just feel like I've climbed Mount Everest. I'm so happy. I can't believe I actually made it. It's just unbelievable. I just chuffed a bit. What do you reckon, Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, we're here. That's all we wanted to do, was get here.
When we had to start climbing up, then we had to go 3K up towards Rottnest. At that point, I said to Paul, yeah, I'm going to quit, I'm going to give up, I can't do it. And luckily, Paul did an extra long stint for me. We was doing 10-minute intervals.
We had to get around that bloody rock. And then when we got around that, I thought we were home. But then, oh, it just kept coming, didn't it? It just kept coming. Oh, Christ.
All right, go and say hello to your girls.
Yeah.
Oh, no! I can't believe it.
I cannot believe it. You made it!
I know.
I didn't think you were
going to
make
it. 1 year, bud. 1 year. To think a year ago I couldn't swim and just done a Rottnest Channel swim in a duo. It's just incredible.
An epic.
It was grueling.
So next year?
No. We'll do something different.
I'm going to go and have a beer now.
Yeah, come on.
I've got beer
tonight. First drink for a year and a month.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably okay.
Well, time has passed since the Rottnest Channel swim. And I've been telling everyone that it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. People have asked me, was I scared? I'd say no. I was more worried about failing. So I'm looking forward to next year as a solo, make an attempt on a solo, should I say. And I'm looking forward to, you know, standing on Cottesloe Beach with the sun coming up with lots of intrepidation and, I should say, nerves. Thank you very much.
Over.
Congratulations, and thank you to our swimmers, Paul, Adrian, Carol, and Team Blob. And best of luck to Carol, who'll be making a second attempt at an English Channel crossing later this year. Thanks also to oceanswims.com for the prose about the joys of open water swimming. Beyond the Black Line was produced by Kirsty Melville, with technical production by David LeMay. If you'd like to check out some photos from the Rottnest Channel Swim, just go to our website at this address, abc.net.au/rn/360. I'm Brent Clough. See you next week for more compelling radio features here on ABC Radio National, abc.net.au/rn.